Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the legislative session of last year, a task force was created to look at the law and look at recommendations for the changing of the formula when it comes to funding special education across the state of Kansas. And now going into the new session of 2024, that task force says that special education funding should be a top priority for the legislators going back into session.
Important for us to provide the right services for students so that we can prepare them for whatever comes after they walk across the stage at graduation, and we want to be able to do that. Each year we transfer a significant amount of money into special education in order for us to meet the needs of our students and the IEPs.
That was the superintendent from the Salina Public School District, Lynn Eggsline, on KWCH News. The Salina Public Schools say that roughly 21% of their students receive some form of special education services, spending close to $16.4 million.
4, 3, 2, 1,
it's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Crime rates across the state of Kansas and different communities are being released from 2023, with the latest coming out of Osage County, with the Osage City Police Department releasing their annual report. As they say, overall, there were 354 criminal cases that were reported, with 64 arrests within the county, responding to more than 1,600 calls and logging more than 35,000 miles on their vehicles for law enforcement. When broken down, that included 662 traffic stops, over 5,500 security or building checks, 178 medical assistance, 135 welfare checks, 12 suicide persons, 13 burglary reports, along with other cases. The good news, however, was according to the Kansas Highway Patrol and the Kansas Bureau of Investigations, they say that crime overall across the state of Kansas was relatively lower last year than what it was in 2022, and hopes that trend continues going into the new year. The KBA has also released their agenda and top priorities for 2024, including the battle against fentanyl and other illegal narcotics.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Cheyenne County Attorney Paul Schwab, along with the Cheyenne County Chief Deputy Attorney Amber Horn, said earlier this week that they have filed complaints against two youth in the community at the ages of 11 and 14 for a run of vandalism. According to News Channel Nebraska, they say the 11-year-old is too young for felony charges and was offered a diversion program, as according to state statute, they do not allow a child under the age of 12 to face felony charges. They say the charges come after damage at Lincoln Park, a break-in at the City of Sydney power plant, a vehicle that was stolen in Sydney businesses, along with other issues, including the totaled private shop that was broken into just weeks ago. According to the Chief Deputy Attorney Horn, they say that they have hired a special prosecutor that has been assigned to the case due to her connection to one of the alleged victims. According to the Sydney Police Office, they were thanking community members for the information leading to the identity of the adolescents that were charged, as the first court appearances occurred earlier this week.
Start the new year off right and give your bathroom a fresh look with help from Menards. Stop into Menards and view our great selection of toilets from American Standard, featuring ever-clean antimicrobial finish that prevents mold, mildew, and stains. Get a Titan Tall round toilet for just $199. Big buys, big savings. Check out this and other great deals going on now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
Washington County News editor and owner Dan Thalman, with two other newspaper publishers in Kansas, recently launched a website, The Kansas Informer, featuring writings from authors across the state aimed at the conservative side of Kansas news. Dane Hicks and Earl Watt, along with Thalman, who we spoke to, have spearheaded the project for some time now.
So Dane Hicks, who's the publisher of the Anderson County Review in Garnett, and Earl Watt, who's the publisher of the Leader in Times in Liberal Kansas, we got together. We've been talking for a couple of years about the need for a news and opinion product that, I guess, better reflects what we think are typical Kansas approaches to news and views. And we just decided, you know, after reading a lot of what is put out across the state and that sort of thing, that we just weren't getting what we felt was the real story behind some of the headlines that we saw. And finally, after just talking through some options, we decided to go ahead and do this and make it available to everyone. So we created what's called the Kansas Informer, and it's basically a free website that you can find at caninfo.com, and can is with a K.
All three gentlemen, along with other current and former publishers of Kansas markets, have seen the need for such a publication for years. And with upcoming national elections, the timing works.
We've literally been talking about this for a couple years at least, and we didn't quite know what angle to take with it, whether we should do a hard copy product, a website, a Facebook page. You know, we just couldn't quite figure it out. It just took time. And so we did decide, you know, we wanted to get this going before the next legislative session here in Kansas, but then coming into an election year, politics will be on the top of people's minds here in 2024. So we thought, if we're going to do this, let's get it rolling right now.
Thalman noted many Kansas seeking a reliable source of news based in fact, truth, and rooted in Kansas values is what drove to the creation of the Kansas Informer, and he has already received positive feedback.
And it's been very positive because there has been a lot of frustration by folks following the news, because just trying to find something that from a foundational standpoint is more reflective of what people think. You know, if we're talking like a tax issue, a social issue, a Second Amendment issue, you know, when we cover it from the angle of liberty-minded, constitutional-minded type of people, while what we've seen is people coming at this angle with a very different frame of mind, and it comes out then in the story. So, you know, we love our industry. We love what people do. We can acknowledge when there's good reporters out there, but when you start with a fundamentally different state of mind, then that definitely impacts the writing.
To find the publication, visit caninfo.com. That is caninfo.com. For KNDY, this has been Max Blasky.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A winter storm warning has been posted for the entire listening area, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, with upwards of 8 to 12 inches of snow possible along the Kansas-Nebraska state line, compounded by blowing and drifting snow developing Monday and continuing into Tuesday. A winter storm warning for all of our listening area. Be aware of changing weather conditions. As a result, all of the area school districts have canceled classes Monday, including Diller Odell, USD 108 Washington County, USD 113 Prairie Hills, USD 115 Nemahal Central. No school at USD 223 Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. USD 364 Marysville is closed Monday. USD 380 Frankfort and Centralia. USD 384 Blue Valley and USD 498 Valley Heights. Again, all of the area schools have canceled classes Monday on account of a winter storm warning, with snow and blowing snow developing Monday and continuing Tuesday. Dallas S. Keck, age 94, formerly of Wymore, passed away December 29. Funeral service Monday, January 8, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dallas Keck. Marilyn J. Lineweber, age 91, of Frankfurt, passed away January 3rd. Celebration of life service will be held at a future date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt in charge for Marilyn Lineweber. James Jimmy Messick, age 58, of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Service is pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jimmy Messick. Juanita M. O'Neill, age 59, of Beatty, passed away December 27th. Service to be held at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Juanita O'Neill. All Marshall County Nutrition Sites, Meals on Wheels, and Agency on Aging Transportation Services will be closed today. Again, all Marshall County Nutrition Sites, Meals on Wheels, and Transportation closed today. No senior citizen meals in Washington County today as well. Light rain falling, cloudy overcast here on the Kansas side. Switching over to light snow on the Nebraska side this hour. We're at 37 degrees. It's 7:15.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early Tuesday afternoon. Some snow showers are likely today, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Between 2 and 4 inches of snow is possible. More snow showers are likely overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northeast winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Between 3 and 7 inches of snow is possible. Snow showers continue into Tuesday as well, cloudy with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Clear and cooler throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s and a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Wednesday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Some flurries are possible throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-teens and upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 72, the average low 19, the record low 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:20. 37 degrees this hour. Light rain falling with a cloudy overcast here at the studios. Mostly a rain event in Kansas, mostly beginning as snow in far southeast Nebraska. That will likely change over to snow and blowing snow along the way today, continuing Tuesday with a winter storm advisory for our listening area. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 8th of January. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
ABC Sports. This is Rich Cantu. The NFL's AFC East was at stake in last night's last game of the regular season. Bills tangling with the Dolphins in Miami. Buffalo got a punt return touchdown early in the fourth quarter to tie things at 14. Later,
fires over in the right side and into the end zone for the touchdown is Dawson Knox.
The call on WGR. The Bills win 21-14 and capture the AFC East crown. They'll host the Steelers next Sunday in the playoffs. The Dolphins visit the Chiefs. Chiefs next Saturday. Cowboys routed the Commanders 38-10, securing the NFC East, and will host the Packers next Sunday. Jacksonville lost to the Titans 28-20, missing the playoffs after starting the season 8-3. Houston wins the AFC South and hosts the Browns on Saturday. The Rams edge the 49ers 21-20 and will head to Detroit to take on the Lions next Sunday. The Bucs secure the NFC South with a 9-0 win over the Panthers. Tampa to host the Eagles next Monday. Philly was crushed by the Giants 27-10. The Atlanta Falcons wasted no time firing head coach Arthur Smith. NBA, the T-Wolves were on the road at Dallas.
Gosh, it's doubled in the middle for Powell. Right corner, Kyrie. Rise and fire. Down it goes.
The call on 97.1, the freak. Kyrie Irving scored 35 and broke a tie with that tray. Dallas wins 115-108. The Nuggets drubbed the Pistons 131-114. Grizzlies outscored the Sun by 17 in the fourth quarter to rally for a 121-115 win. Lakers edged the Clippers 106-103. And the Cavs crushed the Kings 133-100. NHL, Caps, Kings tied at 3 late third.
As Ballenstein, far side, shooting, they score!
The call on WJFK, Caps win 4-3. Jets beat the Coyotes 6-2. Red Wings edge the Ducks 3-2. This is ABC Sports.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes, you know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep. So you can do your bear hugging a pillow thing, your free falling starfish thing, your burritoed in a blanket with the AC blasting thing. While Always night pads with rapid dry do there, we've got your back with fast absorbency and up to 10 hours of protection thing. So while your period's doing its own thing, Always lets you do your sleep thing. Shop for Always in-store or online, wherever you get your pads.
Do you need assistance keeping your family warm this winter? Consider applying for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, to keep your furnace on. The application period is open until the end of March. Visit dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services to submit your application. LEAP will help your family stay warm this winter.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Children and Families and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The million-dollar question through the plains is when the region sees moisture and what the forecasted storms over the next few weeks bring. And producers are wondering how intense the future storms will be. Eric Snodgrass, the principal atmospheric scientist for Nutrien Ag Solutions, explains what to expect.
It's the best-looking storm I've seen in a long time. I mean, we could be putting down snow from Colorado and Kansas to Nebraska to Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. I mean, that's a big group of states that really need to see some snow, and we need the moisture. So I'm excited to watch it, but it's going to change so much over the next few days, and by the time we get the next Wednesday when it's really raging east, we'll finally know what we got out of it. But it's one of a sequence of storms. I think we've got in total maybe five systems lined up to hit the United States in the next 15 days. So it'll be a busy go of it.
El Nino has peaked, reaching its plateau, and is partly behind the change in weather. However, Snodgrass says there are other factors at play.
Really, there are some things kind of moving over the top of it that are really helping out. And one of the things is it finally dislodged the really cold air in Alaska and Greenland. So when we move that out, bring warm air to those places, guess where the cold air goes? It goes here. It goes into midsection of North America. So what we've got now is finally a recipe to have enough cold air to make the jet stream invigorate coming over the mountains, and that's going to produce a couple, well, maybe three, four, five systems rolling across the country. How much snow do we end up getting? This is, I mean, I'll be honest, the night before is when I might have a clue, because we'll finally see the track of the low, but the potential exists for this one to be a, you know, a 4 to 12 incher somewhere.
He adds the moisture is needed.
Yeah, one of the things I looked at was I made a map starting in January of 2000 up until the end of 2023. So that's 4 years of data. I've got parts of Iowa and parts of Nebraska and parts of Missouri and even parts of Kansas that are between 20 and 40 inches in deficit over the four-year stretch. But you think about that. If you got a spot in Iowa that's 40 inches in deficit, that's a whole year plus worth of rain they've missed out in the last four.
For Eric Snodgrass, I'm Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. For people who have a will, probate fees are something that will have to be dealt with after their passing. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen discusses what probate fees are and factors that need to be followed when going through the process.
A probate itself, and the probate fee is what you pay to go through probate of your estate. But what probate is the process under which a decedent's will is verified as a valid and legal will, and then it's the process of distributing the assets of the decedent's estate. So probate is a process where the will is declared valid and then the assets distributed.
He says what one of the factors is for attorneys in Kansas.
In Kansas, probate fees are based on an hourly rate for the amount of hours reasonably spent working on the estate. In addition, the attorney's fee for handling a decedent's estate is also based on the 8 factors of the Kansas Rules of Professional Conduct. And the probate court, the court that is administering the decedent's will, considers those 8 factors when determining whether the fee charged by the attorney is appropriate.
McOwen lists the 8 things that go into determining the size of the fee for probate in Kansas.
How much time and labor did you put into it? How difficult was the estate? And that's going to be based on the type of assets that are in the estate. What's the level of skill that is required by the attorney to handle the estate, which is tied to the type of assets you're dealing with? Do you have difficult tax questions that are involved, for instance? What's the likelihood, if it's apparent to the client, that the acceptance of the employment by the attorney will preclude other employment that he or she could be doing? Again, that ties into that first one, is how difficult is this job? How difficult is this estate? The next one is the fee customarily charged in the locality for similar legal services, and that can, in some situations, come in as a factor. Next one is the amount involved and the results obtained and the time limitations imposed by the client or by the circumstances. Another factor is the nature and the length of the professional relationship that the attorney had with the client that has now died. The next one is the experience, reputation, and ability of the lawyer or lawyers performing the services. And then finally, whether the fee is fixed or contingent. Those are your factors that the court's going to look at.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen with what people in Kansas should be aware of if they have to deal with probate in the future. Read more about probate fees and a case associated with it at www.washburnlaw.edu/WALTR. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks, Vietra 77 Livestock on a, looks like, a snowy Monday morning. Well, we do have a sale, folks. We're going to start here at 9:30 this morning. Obviously, the headcount has reduced going to other weeks, but we do have some very good cattle. We have a lot of hay, and let's get after it here this morning. In the cattle markets, picked up a 173 cash, which was a little higher. The markets were mostly higher in the carcass division, 274 to 275, so kind of good news from last week's markets. Here today at 12 o'clock noon, folks, and we will be on time in regards to hay sales correlating to the weather. We do have some people that have called in and give us orders to buy hay for them, and we certainly can do that for you also. So give us a call if we can be of assistance. In the square bales, what we have to report today is straw. Very good stuff. 26, 26, 26, and 25. In the big round department, round alfalfa, 8, third cut, 1640. 12 bales, third cut, 1765. I do have 12 and 11 of third cut alfalfa with no weight. In the round prairie, they're going to weigh 1570. Super good looking stuff. In groups of 11, 11, and 12. Also in the round prairie, no weight, 12, 12, 10, but it's been very good stuff from the past. In the round oat, hey, there's 8 and 8. They're going to weigh 1,500. Very good stuff. In the round straw bales, there's super nice bales of 11 and 11. There's a group of 7, a group of 8.
In the round grass, 16, 16, 16. And in the round corn stalks, a group of 8 and a group of 14. On the cattle division, folks, certainly we will want to keep it rocking and rolling here today with the storm coming upon us. We do have 9 black and red bred cows. They're going to be 5 years to running age. They're bred to Black Remedy 148 Sun. They'll calve March 1st. They will have a preg in a mouth, along with 5 black and black baldy bred cows, bred black, their running age. They also will have a preg in a mouth. In the other cattle business there today, hey, there is 9 black and black baldy heifers and steers, very good stuff, boys. Yearlings that are going to weigh 1,200 pounds. There's another 6 black and red white face steer and heifer yearlings, 800 to 900 pounds. Greg Mock out of Crete's got 22 black and red steer and heifers coming off the cow. They've got a 5-week vac. They're weighing 550 to 650. Fossler Farms got 20 black and red steer and heifers. They're weaning their vac 5 1/4, 600. Casper out of Dorchester, 7 black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 600 to 700 with a wean and a vac. Robert Heinrichs out of Brunings, 25 black steer and heifers, good cattle guys. Wean back 600 to 700. Brad Mock out of Crete's got 55 black and red steer and heifers. They got a 4-week wean, a double vac. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. Scott Minchow out of Pleasantdale's got 21 red, super good steer and heifers. Wean back at 600 to 700. Dennis Ebers out of Sterling, hey, they've got a great set of 38 black baldy steer and heifers. They are weaned and vacked at 600 to 800. Robert Orth out of Beatrice, 10 black and red steer and heifers, 90-day wean, 60-day vac, 575 to 675. Chad Lichtenmeyer out of Odo, 38 black baldy steer and heifers are 5 to 700 with a wean and a vac. Fritz out of Crete's got 37 black steer and heifers, 11-10 wean, 12-5 on the vac, 5 to 650. Sahoric out of Crete, 12 black and red steer and heifers, wean back 700. Viking out of Pleasantdale, 6 red steer, heifers, 11-1 wean, 11-18 on the back. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. All these cattle are in the barn, folks, so if you need calves, certainly give us a call here today, and we appreciate your business.
Again, they will get the cattle sale rolling about 9:30 this morning. Said light snow just beginning to fall in the Beatrice area. That is Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. 7:32 from TNDY, and the temperature gradient is the critical factor. Again, with light snow, Denny said they had 36 degrees. We're at 37 degrees with light to moderate rain showers increasing in intensity. And boy, that moisture is really surging in from the south. On the Kansas side, mostly in the green yet, with precipitation in the form of rain. That does start to change over around the state line. Anything to our north appears to be the white stuff falling already. We will see a transition along the way from rain to snow with a mix today. Some of it could be thunder snow with heavy accumulations in short periods of time. We're still on the higher end of any forecast snowfall totals, perhaps in the 8-inch range. That said, we have a winter weather warning for all of our listening area today into tomorrow. And the National Weather Service is out with their latest advisory saying that the storm looks to unfold in two waves. First this morning in early afternoon, second overnight tonight into Tuesday morning. High snowfall rates, strong winds could create adverse travel conditions. Additional snow forecast later in the week, bitterly cold temperatures in the week. But we begin above the freezing mark yet with just moderate rain showers at studios and some light snow falling north of us. That snow could develop along the way today, continuing into Tuesday. Stay advised of changing weather conditions. Roads could become slick and hazardous. We do have a number of weather-related postponements and cancellations. As advised, all of the area schools are closed today. Those would include Diller Odell. On the Kansas side here, Marysville has no school. Hanover Barnes, Lynn, Washington County is closed. Axtell, USD 380, Frankfort and Centralia. Valley Heights, no school today for USD 498. USD 115 at Nemahal Central closed today.
The Agency on Aging will not have transportation services or senior meals available today in Marshall County. No senior meals in Washington County today. And we've been advised the Twin Valley Thrift Shop and the Warehouse Thrift Store in Waterville and also the next to new shop in Beatty will be closed for today. We'll expect a growing list of weather-related postponements and cancellations. If you'd like to advise, call us at KNDY. If we're not immediately available, leave those on our voicemail, and we'll pick those up on the next update with cancellations and postponements.
What is the science behind weather lore? We will put one time-tested proverb to the test on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 8th, the eighth day of the year. Singers Elvis Presley and David Bowie were both born on this day, and LBJ declared a war on poverty in 1964. Have you heard this piece of weather lore? No weather's ill if the wind be still. It's an old-time proverb that turns out to have a lot of basis in science. Wind tends to be stronger near frontal boundaries, and that's also where the weather is the stormiest. If the wind is still,